Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 16th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Over the weekend, iFixit performed its ritual teardown of the new 2018 MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And underneath the new third-generation butterfly keyboard, iFixit discovered a thin silicone barrier that could be used to prevent debris from getting trapped under the low-travel keyboard. Apple told media last week that it didn't design the new keyboard to be more liable, insisting that reports of sticky keyboards are extremely rare, but we'll see in time if the new layer is effective at preventing keys from getting stuck. For Apple's part, it only describes the new keyboard as quieter than the previous generation. Also on the site, Jeff Benjamin has published his hands-on look at the new Apple-endorsed eGPU from Blackmagic. Check that out at youtube.com/95Mac for the full video review. And Apple has previewed some of the 70 new emoji coming to iOS and macOS later this fall, including faces with red hair, gray hair, curly hair, and bald characters, as well as new food and animals like cupcake and kangaroo. An Instapaper has announced that the Read It Later service is going independent. Originally developed by Marco Arment, Instapaper was sold to BetaWorks before being bought by Pinterest 2 years ago. Now the team that worked on Instapaper at BetaWorks is taking Instapaper independent and leaving Pinterest, while promising to continue updating the service. And Skype has previewed new features coming soon to Mac and iOS, including built-in video and audio call recording. The feature will alert other users on the call that a recording is started. Call recording is expected to debut later this month. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his Making the Grade column.
Thanks, Zach. So my article this week, I was looking at, could Apple take over the IoT market in the enterprise with like a HomeKit for Work program? And I don't know if you've never kind of researched this, IoT in the enterprise, and when we say IoT, we mean things that are connected devices that really aren't end-user devices. These could be thermostats, lighting sensors, etc. And certainly in the home, we think of products like Nest and iDevice sensors. But in the enterprise, we really have like high-end, we may have very costly products. So in my organization, I mentioned we have an HVAC controller that was very, very expensive. To the tune of like $90,000 to $100,000, but it saved us like $5,000 a month off our power bill. The problem with it is the interface is terrible, and I really don't quite, I kind of question the security of it. I've had to really limit a lot of the firewall access to it when people want access offsite. You can only access it from inside the US from a certain IP range. It's just a difficult program to manage because a lot of these products are sold by companies that make facilities devices, and for them, networking is a box to check. And it's not something they natively support, and so their interfaces are terrible. They're hard to manage. You don't know what they're doing on your network, and that's one of the big things I love about HomeKit in my house is Apple controls the security, and I think that could be a market that Apple could do well with in the enterprise. Is they could go to these connected device manufacturers and say, "Hey, look, let's partner together to ensure the security of these devices." Ongoing, and so customers can easily manage them, easily access them, but also be comfortable knowing what they're doing on the network.
Read those stories and more on 95Mac.com and subscribe to 95Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.